As it is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. Laura Archibald, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing, Laura?
We're doing all right.
Okay. So, you know, when we last had you on this thing 2 weeks ago, you were saying we're just getting started. Do you think how much further down the line are we now?
I think in Clinton County, our peak's probably still a week or two out. I think, you know, we're rural and we're going to lag behind the bigger cities. So I really think our peak is probably 1 to 2 weeks out.
Okay. Now, have you somewhat followed the situation with social distancing?
Yeah, I have.
Of all these updated numbers, I mean, you know, Rodney and I talked earlier this week. You know, he's seen 9, I've seen 10. And I've seen a story where, you know, it can travel 13 feet. So what in your mind is the acceptable now? Should we keep it 6, at least 6, or should we improve, or should we increase it?
I think at least 6. I mean, I think there are cases, and the farther away you can be, the better. Obviously, there's sometimes, you know, you're checking out at a store, whatever, you can't be more than 6 feet apart. You know, maintain the farthest distance that you can. If you're 6 feet air range, I would be making sure you had a mask on. I wear a mask when I'm out. You know, I feel like, you know, it's your job to protect yourself and other people. And, you know, the thing is, this is still pretty new. I know it seems like it's all we've talked about for a month and a half, but it's still a pretty new virus. We're still learning new things, and I would err on the side of caution.
You know, they're thinking about opening up some things, and if that's the case, what advice would you give people who are venturing out again for the first time as quote under the quote new normal unquote?
I really think wearing face masks is very important. I think only going out when you need to. And I realize at some point we have to get back to life and we have to get back to working and, you know, especially factories and things. And it is going to be a new normal. But I think distancing when you can and as much as you can and wearing a face mask, keeping an eye out for symptoms, and if you have symptoms, staying away from people, that is going to be the new normal for probably months to come.
What are you going to suggest to people who are going to go to events such as, you know, athletic events or concerts or things of that nature, if and when they get that far? How do you suggest people try to arrange themselves?
Well, I think, one, I don't think that that's going to be happening for a while, but when it does happen, I think people have to be smart about things. You have to take your temperature on a regular basis. If you have symptoms, stay home. If you have a compromised immune system, make sure that you're wearing a mask to protect you from other people, and staying the farthest away from people as you can. I mean, that's not going to be easy when you're at things like sold out venues where you're sitting on top of each other. But when possible, avoid crowds, stay your distance. It's not always going to be possible. I mean, that's the real world. But I think limiting that exposure whenever you can is going to be a good idea for the months to come.
What if individuals work for people who want to make sure that you show up regardless if you're sick or not? I know a lot of people have, you know, pulled that rein back, you know, to saying now if you're sick, don't come. But, you know, how is people going to approach that? Or do you think businesses are going to readjust that thinking a little bit?
I think they're going to have to readjust that thinking a little bit and loosen up on attendance policies and things, because you can't risk, you know, exposing all your workers and ending up with a depleted workforce. So I think they're going to have to look at those attendance rules and policies and figure out the new normal in the workplace, too.
You know, everybody says things are better, but in your mind, are they really better?
I think they're better in some places. I don't think that they're better here yet. I think we're getting close. Like I said, I think our peak is 1 to 2 weeks out. I think things are getting better in some areas, just not here yet. And I urge people to be patient. I think, you know, our numbers, if you look at the counties near us, we are doing an amazing job of keeping our numbers down. And I have to think that's the leadership of our government. I have to think it's the people in our community care enough about themselves and about each other that they're doing a good job of maintaining social distancing. You know, you look at Boone County and Hamilton County that both touch us in Tippecanoe County, and their numbers are way higher. So I think we've done a good job, but I think people just need to stick it out for a couple more weeks and see where we get in a couple weeks and maintain vigilance.
I'm going to change the tune here just a little bit. Are you going to be at a meeting tonight?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to be over at a BZA meeting tonight?
I am not going to be there, but I believe Carol is going to be there, our board member.
Okay. All right. So I know that's tonight at 5:30, so.
Yes.
And you're expecting some good news, I think, to come out of that.
We are. We're hoping for good news, and we've got we've got an accepted purchase offer for a new building and have our bank loan application in, so things are moving along, and we're hoping to have a new location by this fall.
Okay. Anything else and anything else we need to talk about?
Just that the COVID-19 call center hours are going to change. The volume of calls has decreased, which I think is a good thing. That's showing people are finding the resources they need and they're getting the information they need. So starting next week, that call center will be from 3 to 5 every day. So that's a slight change. If the volume goes up, we can switch back to more hours, but with call volume down, we're going to decrease those hours to 3 to 5 p.m. next week, starting on Monday.
And Laura, what's that number, just in case for people who don't remember it?
You know, I answer it. I don't call it.
I've got it here. We can figure it out.
Okay.
It was the office number. I know that. If it's 659-6063, I know that number.
No,
really.
That's not it. It was like 6050 or something.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got that here.
Okay. I was just seeing if you happen to have that number handy. So anything else you can think about?
I just want to let people know that the Community Foundation has given us a little additional funding to help out in this crisis. So if people are needing SNAP benefits because they've lost their job, please give us a call and we can help you with that now also. So if somebody has some food insecurity issues, call us and we can help with a SNAP benefit application, as well as health insurance.
Okay.
Laura, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
You too. Take care.